goddamn thing.
WKRK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't get the whole Anna Nicole Smith thing at all. I watched her work in Naked Gun, you know, and she wasn't even naked in Naked Gun. What the hell's going on? Anna's like a one tit wonder. That's what I call. Can you say tit?
Yeah, you can say
tit. There you go.
You can. It's cable.
Oh, good.
But now she's gone.
Now she's gone.
Did you watch?
And guess what? We'll see another one like her. There'll never be another one. Oh, oh yes, yeah. There'll be another kind of chubby white girl with big tits. There'll be one.
Oh, Larry King.
Larry.
Our strange road with Larry.
Yep.
There was a time 20 years ago when he would actually cut announcements for our show like this.
I've got a unique dilemma. This is Larry King. I love Don and hate Mike. What do I do with my radio?
You got like a million of them for us.
Hi, this is Larry King, and I never listen to Don and Mike because I'm bright, intelligent, lively, and desire information. I go anywhere I can, but not here.
We actually had him as the master of ceremonies. What was it, our fifth anniversary roast?
Yeah, we were roasted.
Oh, hold on. We got to officially rejoin.
Consummate unprofessionals. Nice. Don and Mike.
Right. So I think it's pretty well documented that for a long time, when Mike and I were doing the morning show, we would come in, and what we would listen to on the way in individually in our cars was Larry King doing his overnight radio show.
His highly rated overnight radio show.
And we would, behind the scenes, goof on him.
Yeah, because that's what we listened to coming in. That's all that was on the radio.
It was like when he was going through the thing with one of his wives, Julie,
yeah,
where he would send her like a pound of gummy bears. And remember, he would just... Like the 5 to 6 a.m. hour would just be...
Talking about Julie.
It's Larry King Live. I sent her a pound of gummy bears yesterday.
Julie, I've never been more in love than this. Julie, she's wonderful. I just can't stop talking about it. I'm so, so in love. And we were... I don't want to say we were obsessed, but we were slightly fixated on Larry for a long time.
You know what?
To the extent where we'd actually go down to where he ate lunch.
Yeah. Oh. You know, and also, go give me one. Would you please, be a love and go give me one of those fake Larry King commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Because we, for the longest time, had a good, playful relationship with him.
Yeah, he was amused at our banter. He didn't seem to be offended by it.
He would participate in the show, not on a regular basis, but a couple of times a year.
Right.
And there would be charity functions, and we'd be on the dais, and he'd be on the dais, and we'd all act buddy-buddy and stuff. And then it went south.
And went south very quickly because we just wouldn't stop.
Right. And it started off innocent enough with stuff like this. Oops, I'm sorry.
Hi, this is Larry King. You've seen me on The Tonight Show. You've seen me interviewed by Bob Costas. And you've read my column in the USA Today. Well, now you can buy my new cookbook, Eat It with the King. 200 pages of my favorite recipes, including crab cakes from Duke Siebert's.
Okay, so there was that, then there
that
was...
That was the restaurant he used to go to.
And there was this...
Hi, this is Larry King, and let me tell you something about myself. I love love, and I'm here to tell you about the Larry King Love at First Sight dating service. If you're a single,
when
like
he was
I was,
in love.
Now you can find the love and companionship you've been searching for with just a simple phone call.
So we had this kidding relationship with him. He wasn't nearly as famous as he is now.
Right.
And he would be on the show and blah, blah, blah. And then it went south, and
we're not really sure why, but we certainly understood why it might have gone south.
We had like a good relationship with him for 5 years, and then all of a sudden, he just started hating us.
Was it Kaya?
No, I don't think it was Kaya. It may have been. We were very amused by people that would crank call his show.
Oh, that
we got a very big kick out of that. He did not.
Yeah,
and it would be also. We started to play the tapes of his show.
Yeah, we started. At the time, we had only like one or two tapes. The most famous one was the one about Cooperstown, New York. And we played that. And in the context back in the day, and the 20 years ago, to play a 3.5-minute tape on a morning show of a guy doing a radio show was a little bit too inside for Top 40 radio.
Exactly.
So we did it anyway. He didn't like it. And then, Buzz, you're right. It did reach a point when I remember he called Alan Goodman, who he was friends with, our general manager.
Right. Alan Goodman, who had actually arranged for him to take over our show one day.
Right.
And absolutely destroy us.
The day before the heart attack.
The day before he had his heart attack.
It's been documented. You can doctor it.
We might have not taken that as seriously as we should have. We found it. There might have been speculation that we had caused the heart attack.
I know that the next day we had a grand amount of fun on the show.
Yeah.
We wanted to be
Once
known,
we knew he was okay.
We wanted to be known as the guys who gave Larry King the heart attack.
Of course.
And then there was the part about his daughter, because we would always talk about his daughter, Kaya.
And you discovered a book called Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
Daddy Day, Daughter Day. So it was an audio book. We played this thing on the radio. And one day,
just over the years, we've done a million things like that.
And one day I was at Montgomery Mall, Tyson's Corner, whatever it was. Frieda and I were out shopping, and a woman, Kaya King, Kaya Zeiger, came up to me and verbally accosted me. Mm-hmm. And said, you're an awful guy, and your partner's an awful guy, and you do this awful routine about me kissing my dad.
That's the moment.
Don't you remember it used to be?
Hi,
and Kaya. It was before Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
Yeah.
It was, hi, Kaya. You have a kiss for daddy.
And we make the tongue sound.
That's all it was.
That's all we did.
Anyway.
For some reason, he didn't like it.
He hated our guts. So now.
Yeah. And then actually, he came in one time to be on Gordon Liddy's show.
Right.
And Rob did this little ambush interview
with him. Where's that tape,
Rob? Yeah, I forgot
about
that
one. You got that one, too?
We've got lots of Larry.
This was maybe the first audio indication that things had turned, I thought.
And you've also got to remember that while Howard Stern had that guy that called Larry King and all the CNN shows all the time, we would have our guy, the Belcher, or East Coast Bob, call Larry King to mention our names, not so much like Howard did, but because it would really bother Larry King.
Yeah, they'd be direct questions about our show.
Throw them off.
And we'd play those. It was just, we were fascinated by Larry because we just liked his personality.
This is another one of your old commercials from way back in the day. Oops, sorry, wrong button.
Hi, this is Larry King, and by now you know that weight loss and fitness are my life.
After the heart
That's
attack.
That's why I've opened my new fitness studio, Larry's Liposuction. The world's most beautiful people come from near and far to get their fat sucked by the king. With two simple visits, I can produce a whole new you as I suck those unsightly fatty bulges from your hips, tummy, and thighs.
Really, and that was so long ago they called it liposuction.
At one point, we may have had really like 25 of those fake commercials.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I loved doing them. I really did. I enjoyed them. I still do.
Let me see. What do you got there?
Those I don't think he ever minded.
Okay. All right. Now, here's when Larry King came into the radio station, WJFK, many years after he decided he hated us. He was going to be on the G. Gordon Liddy show, and we sent Rob in with a tape recorder to say hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
I'm Rob. I'm with the Don and Mike show, and I was wondering if you had a message for Don and Mike.
Stay healthy, be good, be kind to your neighbors, try to follow the golden rule, and stop. Stop this string of robberies. I think it's uncalled for that you haven't been caught. I think paying off the police has been terrible. I think it's inexcusable. And also, I would suggest you marry more. Of course I will. Here, I'm signing a book.
Here's the nasty publicist.
Okay,
What will you write?
Can you read? This is from Don and Mike.
Huge fans.
I'm bouncing on him when he walks out.
She doesn't like that. She's
never seen me pound.
Anyway, give my best to Don and Mike and remind him of the time I took over their show.
I will indeed. What's the name of your book, sir?
The name of the book is Future Talk. Larry King, Conversations About Tomorrow. Don and Mike wouldn't read it because it requires intelligence.
Intelligence.
Yeah.
Intelligence. That was the start. He was playful, yet it really was the beginning of a string of always negative comments about us, and we enjoyed them.
Where's the part about you can doctor tapes?
That's a call that he gets to his show.
That's a call. And also, I know we played it the other day, but the Imus calls. When Imus is on, somebody always calls and asks about us.
There's two guys that hate us.
And it's great because Imus is like, Don and Mike?
I don't know if they're on there or not. And they're both silent because they just don't want to talk about us. And they neither one wants to punch out of it.
It's a funny moment.
And it's not because we're famous. Please do not think that that is our intent here. We realize we're nobodies.
But we're known by these guys.
It's great to know that we're nobodies and that Larry King can't just blow past our name.
Exactly. Right,
when it comes up on a show. Here he is with Imus.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City, if they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or out of... Not on the air in New York, Don.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right, Don and Mike?
I think that's where they originated from, yeah.
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 Las Vegas, hello.
I love that tape.
Great moment.
Right, yeah.
Here's another good one.
I want to talk about them, yeah.
So this is after we have played a tape that you'll hear in a second of Larry talking about broadcasting for 30 days and nights. We have a tape of him, a three-minute tape from his radio show that we played on our old morning show over and over again.
We loved it.
Working overnight too long.
People started calling his radio show.
Right. Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tapes.
And then we found out from a very good source who we will not name at CNN that this tape, the Paint Your Bald Spot tape, is one that really drove him nuts.
Oh, he hated it. He hated it when somebody would insinuate that he was using that hairspray that covered his bald spot.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like...
You know, it's a word that really is overused, but this is really classic.
It is. Yeah.
This is so great. His response.
People love this.
So great.
The interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
You're sick.
Just in no way did he attempt to move by it or anything like that, or even directly say, you're an idiot. He just goes, sick.
And now here he is on a TV station in Sacramento being interviewed by Mark S. Allen.
Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we can pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Give them this message.
Okay.
Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Ooh.
They're giving God a job, boy.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, right.
You know, he loved ending his interview with that. He thoroughly enjoyed that. That's when it was really getting a little bit more direct. Pray for civility and class.
Yeah. I urge you to marry more.
Marry more.
And don't listen to stories, what they're saying about you. Don't listen.
Stop this string of robberies. Yeah.
Is it any wonder, ladies and gentlemen, that we were so fixated on this man?
No.
Thank God we've broken our addiction with Larry to Larry.
Have you?
I know. Well. Buzz, I'm proud to tell you that we have been back on the air since January 2nd.
I know.
Today is April 17th. Not that I'm keeping track.
Uh-huh.
We have not done Larry to Larry once in calendar year 2007.
Well, I applaud your discipline, but I miss Larry to Larry.
I just want to say I compliment you on that, brother.
Don't play the home game.
Nice job.
How you doing, brother?
This doesn't count, you know. We're talking about Larry to Larry. It's not really doing it.
Kind of does count, though, a little bit.
Well, I got one question for you.
What's that?
What are you going to have for breakfast?
Larry King!
Yeah.
So now...
And can I say something also?
Sure.
A lot of this, you might say, why were you fixing it? Well, we were fixing it because we listened to the guy on the way in when we used to do the morning show, but also our personal dealings with Larry.
Larry is a guy that that has a good, healthy show business ego, so much so that it was fun to make fun of him. That's one of the reasons.
It really would be when we would be somewhere in public with him. You'd be sitting up on a dais, like on a rubber chicken, dinner right. circuit, and he'd be sitting there, and be Mike on one side of him, me on the other, and he'd go, "Well, boys, they're here to see me. Look at this. All this for me. A kid from the Bronx. Look what I did. Look at this."
Yeah. We'd take calls about Larry at a baseball game or a hockey game where he would stand on the concourse waiting for somebody to recognize him. And it was true.
Yeah,
it
was he enjoyed that.
It was true. He did that kind of thing.
I don't want to do a break right now because we're on such a good roll. So then once it started to go bad... There was a restaurant he ate at every day in town right. called Duke Zebert's Restaurant.
His favorite.
And we had one of Buzz's interns, B.O. Bob Seska.
Right. Bob Seska.
Call up Duke Zebert's Restaurant and speak to Larry King to ask him what he was having for lunch.
He hated that.
Now,
really hated that.
But because of the FCC rules, we have to beep out Larry King's response.
Right.
And it was not a secret. It was in the newspaper. Every day at 12 noon. Larry King had lunch at the same booth at Duke Zebert's table in Washington, D.C.
On his radio show, he would give a plug to Duke Zebert's restaurant every single
day.
Night.
All the time.
Because he ate there for free every day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So one day we told Bob, call and see what Larry's having for lunch.
You can't use his voice on the air without his permission, so we bleeped that part out, but it's still
You can
amazing...
hear, that he's yeah. answering the phone.
You get anyway, the gist of it.
Oh.
Here's Bob.
This is great.
B.O. Bob Seska.
Hi, can I speak to Larry King, please? Oh, okay. Could you patch me through to him? It's kind of urgent. Rob Williamson? Well, actually, I'm going to be a guest later on this show.
A little before the cell phone craze.
Here he is. Hear him?
Hello?
Hello, Larry. I just called you a few minutes ago. I was just wondering, what are you enjoying today for lunch? I
And what he says is, what are you doing?
Why are you doing this?
Don't do this.
Don't do this.
I remember it so clear. Why are you doing this? Don't do this.
Don't do
Click.
This. Well, because you say every day on the radio that
you're going to
be,
this restaurant.
Going to be at the same restaurant every day at the same time.
And didn't we eat at that restaurant one time when he was having some sort of rehearsal dinner for his wedding?
We sure
but
not
did. Not a rehearsal, or maybe just like getting, they were getting it ready.
Just by odds, someone has been somewhere where they're getting ready for one of his weddings.
I remember that you and I were sitting at a table eating those gigantic oversized kosher deli pickles.
Yeah, the deli pickles that they
had. And we had no idea. It was like all of a sudden, oh, my God, there he is.
We might have casually asked, what are they doing in there? Oh, they're getting ready for the Larry King thing. And it was hysterical.
Hi.
Oh, it was so much fun.
All right, so now that we've set up our love for Larry King, we do have to hit a break. And when we come back, yes. we will just go right to the mother load.
Good. The mother load of the tapes from his radio show. And these are the greatest because he was on in the middle of the night. And because of that, he would fall asleep.
Very I think kind. They are the greatest. We will hear, in no particular order, the Cooperstown, New York tape.
Mm-hmm, when he forgets what a caller is saying.
Where Larry farts.
Classic.
Where Larry, we have two very quick, short tapes of Larry falling asleep on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the mother load where Larry thinks he's in commercials and he's been on the air for almost 3 minutes talking behind the scenes with some schmuck who's on his show.
Because he's exhausted.
Fantastic.
They're the
I
best.
Can't wait.
So,
they are the best. It's our tribute.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Let's make sure everyone comes back after the commercial.
Give them just a little taste.
Good. Just let you hear Larry farting.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You got to listen.
We can always play that one again.
You got to listen to this one real careful. Turn your radios up, everybody.
Larry King. Matzo ball soup at Duke's at the top of the aisle. It'll be good to see the Duker again next week.
The show's going to be fun, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, listen to it again.
Oh, Jesus.
It's great, isn't it?
That's the best one.
Larry King. Matzo ball soup at Duke's at the top of the aisle. It'll be good to see the Duker again next week.
I never tire of that, ever.
And you got to know, we happen upon these tapes by somebody who works at CNN who, if the name was dropped,
yeah,
I mean, it would cause dinosaurs would start to roam the earth again.
We are men of honor, though. We are men of honor.
Larry King was ratted out by this guy at CNN who would supply us with these tapes.
Right. Oh, absolute quality. And the fact, really, more than any other broadcaster that I'm ever aware of, he would fall sound asleep on his show.
Yeah,
I mean, go out. And you know, I had friends over there that would tell me about it, and it was just great to hear the tapes.
Here he is going to sleep.
You know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the jobs disappeared. Hello?
Yep. I'm sorry. Do you want to rephrase that?
And now he's celebrating his 50th anniversary in broadcasting.
Congratulations, Larry.
Larry King. Matzo Ball Super Dukes at the top of the aisle. It'll be good to see the Duker again. Next week.
Happy anniversary, Larry.
Okay. Get your tapes rolling when we come back.
Oh, man.
And we'll let it roll without stopping to comment.
God bless him.
Larry thinks he's in spots and also the Cooperstown tape. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.